This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. How to sell your stuff. How to get rid of stuff. Paul Kenny and his son Bogart from Storage Wars Canada are about to unlock the secrets to stuff on Zoomer Radio. What sort of value do they put on your stuff? That depends on how well you sell it. As we begin taking your calls on Consignment Heroes, the one-hour phone-in show all about stuff.
Good morning and welcome to Consignment Heroes. We are down here at the Enercare Center. Today's a little bit different. Yep. We're not at the Zoomerplex. We're at the Enercare Center, a few minutes away from the Zoomerplex. We are shooting our radio show live. So I guess we're also in person. So if you want to come visit us, we are here and we're doing a show all about consignment. So we encourage you to come down, bring your stuff, or if you're still on the radio, still call in just as usual. We're doing the same old thing, same old number, same old show.
It's not the same old show.
No, I'm saying, for the long-time listeners, we're doing the same thing around here. Nothing's new like that. When I'm talking about antiques, nothing's new, right? They're called antiques for a reason.
How long have you been waiting to say that?
About 2.5 years.
Okay.
This show is all about stuff. It's about your stuff, our stuff, everywhere, stuff. We're talking about toys, comics, records, China ware, cut crystal, video games, coins, gold, silver, radios, sports memorabilia, military items, painting, costume, jewelry. The list goes on. We'll get more to that stuff after the break. But
will you ever read the entire list?
No. Do you see there's like 300 things here?
No. Okay.
I'm not even kidding. There's way too much. We have, but you know what? We're down here at the end.
Well, wait a minute. Pretend it's a call-in show. Give the folks the number.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, director.
No, I'm not director.
You did a new job today?
I'm just the smartest guy in the room.
Okay, this is a big room. Right now, if you do want to reach us, the phone number is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. You'd think after this long, I probably would have memorized these numbers.
No, but you want to know the problem is I had two people this week say you say these numbers too fast. They haven't even got their pen out.
Did they call you to tell you that?
They called.
Okay, well, then apparently they got the number.
Okay, but that's because I give my number slower.
Okay, I'll give it to you one more time. The number to reach us right now, we are filming and radioing. Is that what we do?
We're radioing.
Radioing live right now down here at the Enercare Center. So if you showed up at 90 Jefferson where we usually shoot our radio show, we're not there today. We're at the Enercare Center. If you want to call in to reach us right now, it is 416-360. You're telling me that people don't get the 416 part? It's 416-360-0740. Again, that's 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
You'll be a Zoomer soon.
I know.
30 years
from now. The thing is, I right now am a longtime follower of the show, and I have a pen and a paper that work.
Okay, got it. Okay, this week we had a great week, but we have to first of all say we're at the Enercare Center here, and there is everything you could. I can't believe there's not more people here now. Because this is the place to be. If you want to find out about, they have cannabis here. They have all traveling. If you are downsizing, they have everything about everything. There's a Zen treatment, a fun zone, a travel section, reverse mortgages here. I'm just seeing all this. This is just what I can see from this side. If I got up and moved around and moved away from my mic. Oh, and the Zoomer Center is here.
Well, it's a nice place to be with the weather, how it is right now, how it's all raining and everything. The Enercare is inside. Well, at least right now. It doesn't look like this roof or tracks. Yeah. So you're okay from the rain for today.
But this is like, this is the place. You can come down here. We're right, you know, we're right next to BMO Field, right down in the C&E grounds. And it literally is the place you want to be. This only happens, I think, once or twice a year, maybe once a year. So if you miss today, you're going to miss a lot of information. They're giving away free stuff. Wendell Clark's going to be here today. At 3 o'clock, so you got lots of time.
Do we have him as a guest?
No, he's going to be here talking to other people.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. 1 o'clock is after our show. That's why. Otherwise, he'd be here with us.
Wendell Clark doesn't know who we are.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. But there's all the things. There's all on traveling. There's a lot of free stuff. There's lots of advice. And there's real estate people here. When if you're getting a little older and you want to, or if you want to do something a little bit different.
Isn't everybody getting a little bit older, though?
Everybody.
It's like, no, I'm not the person that's getting older. How do you say that? Like, no, I, you know, I feel like I'm not getting older today.
I'm almost sorry I invited you down today, oh, but yeah. It's okay. But here's the other thing. Here's a surprise for you.
What's
okay.
that?
On November 29th, if you can't make it down today, we are doing a show on November 29th at the Zoomer section, okay? You know how we did it before and we went on Vision TV?
Oh, you're talking to me? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to
There's
you.
There's a lot of people here.
Okay, but... they're going to have on November 29th, if you have some special heirlooms or things you want to stump us with or you want to find the value of or you want to share your story of what you got, you can come down to the Zoomer at 70 Jefferson Avenue, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. There are free tickets to the show. This doesn't cost you anything. It's even free parking in the lot, okay? And you'll get to meet Bogart and I, or at least me for sure. And then we're going to evaluate your items, and then we're going to make it. You're going to see yourself on TV on the new Channel 5. We're doing something. They haven't explained everything, all the technical stuff to me, but... what we're going to do, I'll just do my part about evaluating your items. If you have something different, something strange, something that you just have a lot of them in the house, don't bring down your kids. If you have something in your house you really want to know what it is, and sometimes you can't describe it on radio or you're too shy to be on radio, come down and we'll put you on TV.
Oh, yeah, if you're too shy to be on radio, come down and be on TV. That's always a good way to go.
But you ought to read the list and read the phone number again, and then I'm going to talk about this again.
Yes, Coach. Right now, if you do want to call in, we are filming or radioing live down here at the Enicare Center today. We're doing a little bit different. As you can hear, there might be some other sounds in the background, other people's phones going off, which we've told you many times, turn that off. If you do want to call us in, we are taking phone calls live right now about your stuff, about our stuff, everywhere stuff. We're talking about really anything. Right, so we're gonna start getting a pen, get a paper, make sure they work. I don't know if you're driving your car, pull over, and maybe not in the middle of the highway, but pull over when you get a chance. Write this down. If you want to call in, we are taking phone calls live right now. It can be about anything. We're talking about gold, silver plate, Royal Dalton, sewing machines, lamps, cutlery, fishing gear, furniture, trading cards, books, autographs. The list goes on. I know it's a very monotone list, okay. But it's hard to keep going up and down. Like we got. Military items, we got paintings, we got costume jewelry, we got coins, we got gold, we got silver. Like, you know, it's a little bit.
Mary Ann Jane, come on down.
Okay. I don't know what that means. If you do want to call us right now, the number to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
That was from The Price is Right, and most of our listeners will know The Price is Right. And then at the beginning of the show, they used to call people down, and they had to make up prices on stuff.
And they say, come on down.
Yes.
Did I say that?
No, you didn't say it. I said it afterwards. Don't worry. Oh. You said I didn't know what that meant.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. Now, the other thing this week, I want to tell you people about this. We're going to have the gold and silver prices today, and this is very, very important. And I'm going to be going on this week. Remember last week I was saying about don't go... these places to go, and they go in little hotels and legion halls and stuff like that. Well, as it turns out, it happened twice this week. Someone had a silver set, which I actually have here today, and I bought it they offered $400.
Okay.
$400 for the sterling silver.
Okay.
I paid $1,222 for it. So these people got a second opinion.
They also got $800 more.
Yeah, they got the money as well, but $1,220. So it wasn't even close. These guys in the hotels that go in there, they're like weekend warriors. They're coming in, and you'll never see them again, or you might. But they're telling you they're paying the highest prices. Obviously, they're not. They're not even close. It's a difference between saying I'm paying the highest prices, and paying the highest prices, and that's what we talk about: second appraisals or second opinions on stuff. And another one, the guy was in here yesterday, and he asked me what I'd give on the $48, and I said I think it's worth about $1,100. They said again, they were paying the old $400. What they're trying to do here is give you a number that sounds impressive, but it's not anything near the value. So they think $400. If you didn't know the coin was worth $2,000, or well, this one's worth about $1,500. I'm paying $11, and they're paying $4. Okay? So these people, they're all impressive. They all have, like they're saying, we're paying the highest, we're paying the highest. They're not. There's not even close. Okay, there's not a thing. They have that big glossy flyer. It folds out, and they got hockey cards on it. They got coins on it. There's not a single thing in that flyer that they're paying more than we pay. Not a single, single thing, okay? So, like I said, it's you have to get the second opinion. If anything you learn off of this show, I want you to get a second opinion. Yeah, people are winning stuff.
Yeah, like I was just going to say, I was hearing a little thing. If you want to come down to the was this a Zoomer booth?
Yeah.
And spin a wheel. Looks like there's prizes here. I haven't been really briefed on this situation. But
because we can't win them.
We can't win them.
No,
oh, okay.
Other people can win them.
Yeah, but you know, if other people are around and they're listening, or you're driving down right now and you're listening, that's why you got to come down to the Zoomer booth and you can win some stuff. And
yes.
It's free stuff, as far as I know.
And they have the Zoomer magazine. On the other side, they have Vision TV. And then on the other side, they have other stuff. And there's all sorts of, like I say, I see people here with all sorts of booths. It's like, I guess it's 20,000 square feet here. Would you say?
Yeah, sure. Give or take. You're going to take some?
Yeah, no, okay. And it's all 20,000 square feet of information. I see people with bags. They're giving away bags. They're packing them over there. I have other people over right now. They're trying to find out about Cuba. And there's another one in Forrester Sky, refinishing furniture, which is something I know people like to do. It has to be an heirloom, but please don't refinish your furniture before you sell it to us.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, but if you are interested in what we're doing here with our show, with our stuff, with your stuff, this is the show. This is Consignment Heroes. I'm here with my dad, Paul Kenny. We're down here at Anacare Center. If you have not recognized us from before, we are from the show Storage Wars.
Yes.
As when we were coming in, a few Toronto police officers, shout out to the Toronto police for keeping us safe at the Anacare Center, saying that they're big fans of the show. And
yes.
We do appreciate that.
Always makes you feel a little bit better when something like that happens.
But if you do want to call in right now to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, this show is all about stuff. If you're just a new listener now, or you've been tuning in for 2 years, we'd love to hear about the progress you've had on your items. If you had it for 2 years ago, and you know you've been sitting on it, we gave you an appraisal 2 years ago, and you're like, yeah, you know, I sold it, but now it's going for a higher price. We'd love to hear about that, because we'd like to know where the market goes, and how it sticks around. Like for Royal Daltons, those things go up and down, and then like, people always love to keep buying them. They feel like there's an investment. Antiques apparently is an investment. I'm still learning about it. I'm not completely sold on it, but you know, I like to try to believe. But this show is all about stuff. It's about, you know, fishing gear, furniture, trading books, trading cards, autographs, stamps, sports memorabilia.
Autographs. Yeah. Now I gotta say that as well. What's coming up is the big sports card show at the International Center is coming up. And if you want to sell something there, we have people from my friend at Glory Days, Glenn Pye, has got people from Jim Spence coming up who certify and certify autographs. So, like you got a gentleman yesterday had a Johnny Wayne autograph, and the person says he's got a Liberace and Sammy Davis Jr. So these autographs, if you're going to sell them, they should be autographed. They should be certified.
Certified. So when you say certified, that's PSA graded, certified.
Someone called me this week. They have a, how you doing? I'm going to do something. I think that gentleman's going to do it. I'm not very technical.
Okay.
This is definitely a live show.
Yes, the live show. My dad gets distracted. He sees like a shiny thing. And he's like, shiny thing walking by. If you do want to call in right now to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. But speaking about downsizing, about houses and stuff like that, we do have somebody here down here at the Anacare Center that we are all familiar with, Mr. Rick Tobacco.
Rick, how you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Yeah, now you're in booth
735. And I'm welcoming everybody or inviting everyone to come down and see us. It's a great way to spend the day. I've been here this morning. I was here yesterday with Paul. We're having a great time meeting everyone. Definitely they need to come down here and come to our booth, number 735. And like you said earlier, the weather is such that there's not much to do outside, so come inside, walk around, and have a great day. One of the things that I'm finding being here is that some of the biggest complaints people have, especially when they're dealing with the real estate market, is that they're having a difficult time getting financing, and they're also having a difficult time buying homes at a price that they can afford. And one of the things I try to impress upon people, and, you know, we were sort of teaching people new lessons on financing, is that you don't have to go to a bank. And when you deal with me and you work with me, we help you get into the house of your choice because we help you get the financing. Not only that, but we help find homes at every price point. Don't believe all the hype. There's still homes out there that can be had for under $1 million, which leads me to an amazing opportunity. There's still time, Paul, as you know. This house that we just listed not too long ago, it's in the Guildwood area. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, three-level backsplit, close to transit, school, shopping. It's in a prime area, prime area. It's on a beautifully landscaped property. It's a really pretty home. Needs a little bit of work. Perfect for the first-time home buyer or even a downsizer who wants to move from a really big house to a more moderate-sized home. So I invite people to come down. They can talk to me about their situation. They can talk to us about downsizing. They can talk to us about real estate. If they have any real estate questions whatsoever, they can call. They should take advantage of our free, no-obligation market evaluation. We come to your home. We evaluate your property. Even if you're not selling today, we'll keep you updated as to what the trends are, what the prevailing trends are in the market at any given time. And we'll stick with you until you are ready to sell your home. And then, of course, we take the stress out of it. We come in, we not just evaluate your home, but the contents. And we give advice as to what you can do, little things even, to improve the value of your home.
So you're not like one of these, when we see on a TV show, the lady standing in the corner with a clipboard and the guy says, I'll take it. A lot of deals are a lot harder to put together than that, right?
Right, for sure.
And
for
you do get the money. Some people, we had a person, I know two people yesterday were saying that the banks are not as cooperative. And it says, but we can get them. They pick out the home. We can get them the mortgage for it. I mean, the financing
for it. We can. You know, there's no excuse not to buy. And we take the excuse away from anybody if that's what they want. Don't listen to what a bank tells you, because the banks nowadays have tightened up. And it's not entirely their fault. There's new mortgage rules. But we have alternative lending. We have money for people who have no credit, Bruce credit. They're new to the country. They can't verify their income if they're self-employed. So, you know, there's a product for everybody. And, you know, home ownership should be everybody's right. And it shouldn't be up to someone else to decide if you're getting a home or not. We will help anyone if they need the help, which means that when somebody lists with us, we're offering not just to sell their home, but we're offering to bring a buyer to the home and make sure that we provide the financing if they can't get it on their own.
But we also do my part, what I do ahead of time.
Well,
we declutter the home.
Yes.
A lot of people, you know, I've heard that. I don't know how many times I heard that yesterday. I'm going to do it 3 months from now or 6 months from now because that's how long it'll take. We can do a house in a week, in 2 weeks.
That's
as long as they've decided. I know it's hard. The stressful part is letting go of the 40 years of collecting or 50 or 70 years. But once you've made that decision and you're going to do it, use us. I mean, we can make it simpler, and we keep you on the path, and then the only thing we'll suggest is where to take your vacation, how to spend the money after you've sold your home.
That's right.
Or if you need to go buy. No, and like we had one place, we sold the home, we got them another place, we moved them, and we decluttered the house, okay?
Yeah.
We do it all. It's a one-stop, get it done, but you've got to decide that you want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of people don't realize the prices on this stuff. Okay? I mean, we can get them the top price for their house, plus the contents. Sometimes the contents, we had one house at $200,000 worth of stuff inside it.
Right.
It was only an $800,000 house. But they could have sold that for $10,000. A normal guy might have just sent to the dump, you know?
Yeah, exactly, which happens all the time. And I think people underestimate the value of someone, for example, like yourself, who is a professional at what you do, an experienced professional at, mm-hmm. at being able to tell people what their contents are worth. You know, and if there's something that you need to move for them, you can't. If they want to move it from one property to another, you will. If they want to sell it, you can arrange it. So basically, we offer a hands-free way of selling your home.
Perfect.
We come in, and if they want to go on vacation while we're doing it, well, that's fine, too. We'll make sure we take care of everything. So, you know, probably better to wait till they get their big check, because nowadays, with the property values being what they are, people are getting big amounts of money for their house. They've never had this kind of money before, and now they have. And like you said, they could go on vacation. We could buy them another home, downsize them to a condo. And if that's not what the thing they want to do, we could even provide them a place to lease. Some people just want to rent an apartment.
I know. Rick, I got to go because we have to go to break. We have to. Our sponsors are getting mad at us. They want to have their word out there, too. I want people to come down to the Enercare Center. I really want them to come down. Your booth, 735. Come on down. I'll give you your phone number later on. Right. And I want people to call in. We're just about to go to break. Bogart's going to say something.
Okay.
Again, if you want to come down here, come see us, come see Rick. We got all the advice. It's down here. It's live. It's either on the radio, it can be off the radio. Doesn't matter what it is. We're here. So if you do want to reach us, we are still taking phone calls live right now. It is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And more of your calls after the break.
The following is a paid program.
Your collection of old coins is worth exactly what someone is willing to pay for it. The highest paid prices for old silver coins and gold jewelry are at Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins. So the only number you should have in your head is this one, 905-737-GOLD. Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins buys and sells. So what does a bar of bullion go for these days? Wrong question. What's it going for right now? For up-to-the-minute prices, call 905-737-GOLD.
Watching Sam at work, you're reminded of Mom's home cooking. Make it from scratch, never from a box. Mom would always say that. Having cabinets built by New Generation is a lot like that. Because when you love what you do as much as Sam does, and you're as good at it as Sam is, would you serve your family prefab? New Generation Kitchens and Bathrooms of Guelph. Made with love. From scratch. Call 519-836-8300 and meet Sam at his family-run factory.
Zoomer Hits, FM 96.7 in downtown Toronto.
Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We are here live down here at the Enercare Center taking your phone calls all about stuff. This show is your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. How to get stuff, how to sell stuff, how to get the right venue through the stuff. Like, this is what we do. No, it's because, like, sometimes people have stuff and they embrace it, that they have it. They don't want to sell it. They don't want to get rid of it. But this is what we do. We sell it. We get rid of it. We tell you where to go, what to do with it. We're talking about anything. We're talking about toys, comics, records, chinaware, cut crystal, video games, coin, gold, silver, radio, sports memorabilia, military items, painting, costume, jewelry, silver plate, Roald Dahlton, sewing machines, lamps, cutlery. There's just anything. If you want to call in, pottery, prints. What?
Okay.
What
are you saying? You're right. No, what you're saying, but I think some people, they think we're just giving them advice what to do with their whole homes. You can call in and get advice on what one thing is worth. Or, you know something, and the best part about it, and what I've heard, we were here yesterday, the stories behind the item.
Yeah. So, like, you know, when people are calling in, or if you're calling in, just let us hear the background behind it. Because to me, if someone says, hey, I have a silver plate. Oh, someone's spinning the wheel. Did someone just win something?
We don't know yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So there we go. Someone just won something. You know, if you were down here, like, I want to win something.
You can't. We work for...
Could people come here with, like, they just kind of want to spin the wheel and they win something? It's all free.
Why? I can't believe that more people haven't brought stuff in to us to show us. You know, which, but they can do it on November 29th. I'm going to say this. I want you to copy this down, November 29th, because we're going to be mentioning it over the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. We're shooting a show at the Zoomer section. Last time we had a full house. We had lots of neat stuff. And just bring down whatever you want to know what the price is, or if you have an interesting story behind it, or if it's a neat item. You can call up. You can get more information. You can call at Consignment Heroes. You can email us at consignmentheroes@zoomermedia.ca. Or you can call my store, 905-737, see how slow I'm saying this, 4653.
Okay. Well, we'll give more of that information later on the show. But right now, we're talking about stuff. If you want to call in, we are taking your calls live right now at the Enercare Center. And if you want to reach us, the number is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. We're going to go to Art in Welland.
Art, how you doing?
Good. Yourself? Welcome.
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you got for us today?
I have a 1916 Simplex silent hand crank 35mm movie projector.
Oh yeah. Now is this Simplex? Is this for an actual theater, right?
It's from an opera house.
An opera house, yeah. Okay,
yeah, 1916. It was used to show Charlie Chaplin's movie The Tramp, and it was the first time The Tramp was ever shown in Canada, opening day at the opera house.
Wow. Unfortunately, now, I think that it's a nice area, someone like this, but it's going to end up enter the world of movie props. That's what this is going to end up being. Yeah. But don't scrap it. But I would have... You know something? I know this is too big to bring down to my show, but even take a picture of it, because this is something that I'd love to do for our other TV show. We do we're doing Consignment Heroes it's a Rogers station number 5, I believe, and we're going to be small little vignettes of little stuff of we're going to be appraising and we're going to be telling the stories behind.
So
it.
Something like this is something like.
But how big is this thing? Weighs 250 pounds or 300 pounds, right?
Oh, at least sure. It's cast iron.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No. This is not portable.
No, it's not portable.
Oh,
not one of those portable players.
Yeah, but
it has been in the museum. I have brought it to a museum.
Oh, okay. And what did they say?
Oh, well, they had it on exhibit for a year.
Yeah, museums don't pay you any money. This is the thing. People donate even to the Hockey Hall of Fame and stuff like that. And sometimes they'll never see fresh air again. In these museums, they'd probably rather have the money than the item in some cases. Or if you sell something, donate the money to somewhere else. On this thing here, coming up with a value, it's got to be a couple of $1,000s, but I don't know because how many are left and how many want them. You know what I mean? But I think it'd be more something we'd rent to the that we would be renting it out.
Well, I'm considering donating it to the Bell Lighthouse in Toronto for the Toronto Film Festival. And we'll discuss with them the possibility of donating it if they'll put it on display in their lobby.
You know, I think sometimes you can donate this stuff and still own it. Because suppose, I don't know the value, but if it's $10,000, $15,000, it might be different than if it's $2,000 is not going to change your day that much. $15,000 might. You might be able to still donate it, get the credit, and still own the item. Your accountant will be able to help you on that. This is a nice sign, but before I donate it, get your second opinion. Not just mine, but get another opinion on, find out the exact value of this piece. Okay? Because
yes,
these
I'll type you, I'll email you a photograph of it.
Yeah, we're at sales at torontogoldsilver.com. Send me
Got
a
it.
Picture of it, and I'll do some. Simplex did a lot. They went on to, they were the biggest, world's biggest printer of tickets for the World Series in different places. And now I think they make some kind of medical equipment now. Because Simplex, if it's the same company, I think
possibly.
They, get,
they, are
they kept on
business.
Evolving.
It's changed hands over the century.
Yeah. But the history of Simplex is an interesting thing to go through just when you're investigating this this item. But
right.
I'll
send you the photograph and look forward to meeting you someday. I listen to your show every week, and it's very enjoyable and very knowledgeable.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I just told you I don't know yet. Thank you. Thanks for a lot for the call.
If you do have any other similar items, like things like that are just crazy. Like, you know, maybe you can't bring it down and get an appraisal at that point, but that's why we have that venue of always able to email us, send pictures, you know, always call us anytime. Like, if you're sitting there at home and you know, it's not during hours of the show or an hour of the show, you can always, like, just try to get in touch with us and be like, hey, what do you think this is worth? I didn't have time on Sunday from 11 to 12 to get a hold of you. But right now it is Sunday from 11 till 12, and you can get a hold of us, luckily. So if you do want to call right now to reach us, is 416-360-0740. We're talking about anything, really. You're kind of sitting there and you have a china set in front of you. You know when people say, hey, I have this like 60-piece china set. What do I do with it? I'm like, well, first of all, where do you put 60 pieces of china in the houses these days? In a china cabinet? That's why they call it a china cabinet. I just thought it was like one of those things, like a curio cabinet.
No,
I don't know what a curio is.
They put curios in curio cabinets.
I don't know. I still don't know what a curio is. I don't think I ever will.
A curio is something that's almost absolutely useless except for to look at. It's usually a little statue of something, or glass, or ceramic, or a flower. It literally, things that go into curio cabinets have no other value except for to fill up curio cabinets.
So if somebody's like, hey, I have a, do you say I have a curio for sale? Is that what it is?
No, they have a Roald Dalton for sale.
Oh, so a Roald Dalton's a curio.
Curio. And people have lots of them in their houses.
Okay, well, if you have a lot of curios in your house, or you have a curio cabinet in your house, we'd love to hear about it. Right now, like, we are taking your phone calls live all about stuff. We're talking about silver plate, Roald Daltons, sewing machines, lamps, cutlery, fishing gear, furniture, trading cards, gold, silver, coins, you know, any type of currency.
Gold. I should give the price of gold, shouldn't I?
Do you want to give the price of gold?
Yes, I want to give the price of gold. In fact, you could, because I wrote it all out for you.
Well, if you do want to call us right now, if you have gold you want to sell, and the prices are changing relatively often, but we can give you a pretty good base price on it.
Yeah.
But if you do want to call in right now, we are taking phone calls live right now. It's 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. Okay, off with your gold prices.
Well, you can give them. You can read them.
Well,
okay, 9-carat gold is $988 per gram. I'm going to give you this today, and I'm going to get a little bit of explanation afterwards. 10-carat is $2,205. 14-carat is $3,090 per gram. I just want you to copy this down because we're going to go back to this in a minute. It'll be a test. 18-carat gold is $39.75 per gram, and sterling silver right now is 58 cents per gram, plus we buy silver plate. Now, I want to make this, I can't overemphasize this because it happened again about 2 weeks ago. Someone goes into a place, and if they know, you have to know what your stuff weighs, and you can ask when you're getting it weighed. They should also tell you, this is 10 grams. It is 14 carat, and they will tell you this because they're not stupid. They're not going to buy it unless they know it's gold. So if it's 10 carat, it's 14 carat, and it's 10 grams, they should be giving you $309. Now, 10 grams of 14 carat gold is not very big, okay? So what's going to happen here is that you're going to think, they'll just say, this little chunk of gold, and this is $300, and you're going to be impressed. They're going to offer you $200 instead of the $300 that they should be offering you. Anytime, and this has happened, you go into some of these places that advertise a lot on buses and on TV and stuff like that. They're saying, we have the highest prices. Well, tell them to write it down, okay, and get a second opinion. Tell them you want to know, not a piece of gold. Like the place across from me, when they write out the gold, they'll say 10 carat. They don't even tell you what it weighs, and they just give you a price at the end. They say $700. You don't know how many grams is $700, but you're supposed to be impressed by the $700 because 25 years ago, you paid $100 for this gold.
Okay? Yeah, but the bottom line is, like, you shouldn't just be going because a number is good. You shouldn't be going with that just because it sounds good. Or if you had an idea of, like, you know what, I always thought this was $500. I bought it for $400. I'm happy to get my $100. Well, yeah, what if it's worth $2,000 now?
I know.
You shouldn't be getting that $500. You should be getting a lot closer to that $2,000. Maybe not $2,000. We're talking about $1,500. Something that you know, down the line in heirlooms and in antiques, everybody's trying to make their cut, so to say.
Yeah, but like I said about earlier on, someone was offering $400 for what I paid $1,222, and I'm making money. I'm not retiring now, but I'm paid $1,222. $400 is out and out trying to steal it. Okay. Now there's a lot of places out there. They're paying $10 a carat. They're trying to pay $10 a gram. We're paying $22 for the same thing. They're paying $10. These are those guys that are in those. They come into the hotels. They have a great big flashy flyer. They got a bunch of guys all in matching shirts, and they're going to try and pressure you and say, "Well, this is only worth this." Okay. I actually like. And then watches is the other thing, because a lot of people don't know they can change gold. Like, we give the gold price, but I can't give you a price on every Rolex that's here. Okay? And those are the places where they make their money. They'll buy a Rolex and say, "Oh, we'll give you $1,000. Ends up being a $50,000 watch.
Oh, yeah. But they don't know. They're not experts.
I know, and this is why this show is so important. I think it's important for people to listen just to get the second opinion on when they go to these places, because they'll be back. Okay, or they'll be there the next day. You should get a second opinion on this. From there are reputable. If both places are $1,000, then you've just gone to the wrong two places. You know what I mean? Oh. But I guarantee on these flyers, and especially on cards and comics and collectibles, that we pay more on every single item in there. Okay, and they'll be high pressuring you to try and say we're the only guys, or we pay the highest. Saying you pay the highest is not the same. We say it sometimes a bit, but what we're trying to tell you is get a second opinion. If the other guy's paying, when you get a second opinion, and this happens, and one guy offers you $1,600 and one guy offers you $2,900, take the higher amount.
Yes, that's self-explanatory. You should always be taking the higher amount no matter what.
No.
It doesn't matter what your item is worth. If someone's giving you more money than the other person, take it. Yeah. Run, take it, go with it. That's what you got to do. That's your ticket. That's how you make the money.
Okay. So that piece of advice. Plus, and I always say that people say they throw it out. And I says, does the garbage man go around with a checkbook? And they say, no. And I says, well, how much money did you get for this? And they says, well, no, they actually pay to take it away.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's services out there. We'll clean your house. We'll take your, we'll be there until midnight or whatever it is, and we'll take your valuables out of your house, and we'll give you nothing for it, and we'll charge you $200
for it. So basically, don't listen to what anybody just says to you, or just they want to get a deal off you. So someone will always be your best friend to try to get the best deal bang for their buck for themselves, because they buy for $400, they can go resell it for $1,200.
Yeah.
Because they'll go sell it to somebody like us that was paying $1,500.
Yes.
Right? So they're making their money right there because they, I guess, have a little bit more knowledge. But we are those guys that will give you the higher amount.
And they don't, okay. And people are downsizing as well. What I talk about, they don't know. We know about how to verify and certify your stuff and how to get the most money for it. Sometimes auctions are, a lot of people say, well, I'm moving to auction. The highest price will prevail. And I says, no. If the right two people aren't in the room, you're not going to get the highest price, because I buy some stuff at auction.
I know you do.
No, but I buy it because I'm sitting there because no one else is bidding on it. Okay, I bought a $33,000 comic book for $700 because no one else bid.
Yes.
Now, if I'd gone to someone's house, I could never go into their house and offer them $700 for a $33,000.
So you're okay with taking money from the auction house?
No, the auction house, they're just auction. They're just an in-between. No one else is bidding. I can't bid against myself.
So the person that put that comic in the auction didn't know what the price was worth.
If they had given it to me, instead of getting $15,000 for their collection, they probably would have gotten $60,000, $70,000 for their collection.
Oh, okay.
Because they put it in the wrong auction house.
Okay, yes, I know. I get that. Okay. But if you do have those comics, we're talking about comics, we're talking about gold, we're talking about silver. If you have that and you're trying to move on from it, you're trying to make some little bit of money. If you're in a house, you're trying to downsize, you're trying to buy another house, we are your contact. Right now, we are taking your phone calls live all about stuff. We're talking about sports memorabilia, radios, coins, gold, silver, video games, cut crystal, toys, comics, records, it all. Everything that you have in your house, it has a value. If you want to sell it, we can be that venue. If you want to reach us right now, the number is 416-360-0740. Again, we're live down here from the Enicare Center. And there's tons of people in this booth here winning a lot of free stuff. So if you do want to come down, make sure you get down here today and tune into this radio when you're driving down here. Again, to reach us right now is 416 360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And more your calls after the break.
Estates have a sentimental value and a real value. Which one do you think sells? An estate appraisal by Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins is valued for the honesty and experience of Paul and Bogart, who always arrive with three options. They'll buy it from you, sell it for you, or tell you what the estate is worth. And their live online auction, held every month, is a great way to sell on consignment. Need an estate appraised? There's really only one choice. Call 905-737-GOLD.
Place over 100 vendors under one antique roof, all competing to give you the best deal. What do you think happens? The new Southworks Antiques in Cambridge, all 25,000 square feet, sat across the Grand River in Cambridge, selling antiques and nostalgia. The kind of neat stuff that has drawn Paul and Bogart here for more than 20 years. Passing through Cambridge? Stop by Southworks Antiques on Water Street and help yourself to free parking. You're going to be here a while. SouthworksAntiques.com. Let's make a deal.
Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We are here live down at the Enercare Center, taking your phone calls all about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. There's a ton of stuff at the Enercare Center. And we are taking your phone calls all about stuff. Again, if you missed the number, it's the number to reach us is 416-360-0740. Let's get to the phone lines. We're going to go to Gene in Toronto. Hey, Gene?
Yes, sir.
Hi, welcome to Consignment Heroes.
Thank you.
What do you got for us today?
I'm driving along listening, and I was talking, just speaking to my wife the other day, what am I going to do with this Leica that I've had for over 50 years?
Oh, Leicas will still get money on them.
M4 cam. M4 is the manufactured number. I have no idea how much it's worth.
Okay. Well, our camera, actually, we have an expert on our staff, actually does cameras, and Leicas go for good. We just think we sold one for $1,800. So it depends on the model and what your lenses are. Now, what else do you have with it? You just got the one camera. That's all. Your whole collection consists of one camera?
That's it. I was not a collector. I was just somebody. An opportunity presented itself. I always knew Leica was one of the better makes. I bought it. I use it when I traveled to Europe a few times. And it's been sitting in my drawer just waiting for somebody to call me.
That's okay, what's all. The model number? What is it, Leica? Which one?
M4. M4.
M4. Okay. Oh, enter. I got a newfangled machine here, so I'm not that good at it. Okay, now the bodies and stuff. If it's just the body in good working order, we'd have to test that because we know how to. The big thing about us, I'm going to say, we ship China, we ship glass, we ship stuff, and it stays sold because we know how to ship stuff around the world. Like I say, we take stuff from Canada and we sell it to the world because the world has more money. This camera will probably go for about $1,000 in that area, okay?
So, yeah, that camera has a lot of value.
Yeah, no, it's a good item.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Do you have a Leica M4P, one just sold with the lens not included for $1,900?
No,
so that's more money. We try and get the most money, but we have a camera guy who... eyes glaze over as he starts talking to me about it. But if you send the information into my store tomorrow, which is 905, I know you're driving, but you'll be able to get 905. You can call the station. They'll tell you 905-737-4653. We have a watch and camera guy who is...
Okay. Oh, one moment. Yep. Let me get a writing instrument.
No, don't copy it down. Now you're driving. And I'll be an accessory to an accident.
No, pulled over. Good.
Hey, mister, sir, I just pulled over.
Okay.
Got the 905. Pen out of my pocket, got the paper in my hand. 905.
737.
737.
4653.
4653. And who do I speak to tomorrow?
Ask for Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, he's forgotten more about cameras than I'll ever know. How's that?
Well, that's okay. I like to speak to somebody like that. Thank you very much. You'll hear from me tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. That's going to go to Gail in Burlington.
Hello.
Hey, Gail. Welcome to Consignment Heroes.
Oh, thank you.
What do you have for us today?
I have a Picoware tea kettle, the K3.
Pardon? What kind of tea kettle?
It's a Picoware.
Okay. Oh.
K3. It's made in England.
You don't know. You don't know what a Picoware is?
I don't know. I'm thinking of Pico tea.
What's a Pico? Oh, the tea. Okay, but what a Pico tea wear?
I'm not sure.
It's sort of aluminum, very smooth material with a wooden handle.
Oh, okay. Enter.
Okay.
And
so
I'd
probably call them
value.
Something else. Yeah.
But you mean it's called something else? So isn't that does not sound right? Picoware.
No. Picoware.
I'm trying to think. I probably
you can't think of anything of Picoware.
Hold on. No, Rita, I'm trying. I must be spelling. How do you spell Picoware?
Pico. Just have to flip it over. It's P-I-C-Q-U-O-T.
Oh. Okay.
Why is it now ringing a bell to you?
No. Those are very. They're what we call mid-century modern. They sell all the time. They sell between $20 and $35. Okay. I've known what they are when I see them all the time. I didn't know what they were called. Because it's mid-century modern and with the wooden handles, and it sells. They'll sell and never to have tea in them ever again. They'll just sell as decoration. Okay.
But I heard that the K3 kettle was difficult to find. I never see it advertised, or not very often.
Oh, it's a kettle, or which one?
It's the kettle, K3.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No. The K3, if you have that, I usually saw the T one. That would probably sell for around $200, $250 in that area. About $200 US. Probably take a little bit less. The nice thing about these things, when you ship them, they don't break.
Yeah.
But they sell for around $200 US.
Oh, it's really a nice looking piece.
Oh, yeah. No. It's mid-century modern. It's designer pieces. People are trying to recapture their childhood at vastly inflated prices.
Oh. Okay.
I think these were even expensive when you had them back then, though.
Probably.
They were like, if a regular teapot was $10, they were $20. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were always a little, because they were well made. And they look cool, you know.
Mm-hmm. I bought it in a reuse center. I thought that looks like something good.
Thank you very much for the call. But it's around $200. Okay. If you decide to sell, we would sell it for you.
Yeah, well, but do you sell like one thing like that, or do you sell the whole set? How does it work?
No, that just by itself. That would sell by itself.
That would sell by itself, that one. But then what about the other pieces? You said that you didn't even know that, like...
I didn't know what it's called. No, but we see those all the time. We don't see the kettle all the time. There's, in a Chinaware set, you have your cups and saucers, dinner plates and salad plates and all those, and they're always very common. Once you get to a casserole, a covered casserole or a soup tureen, they were always more expensive, so less people have them.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that does make sense.
And so they can still get a good price on them. Now, if you're talking about, and the same thing happened, like in 1900, you know how we eat salads now? Your wife will tell you to eat a salad. They didn't have salads, weren't a big thing. So guess what? Salad forks weren't a big thing in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
You had your dinner fork, your luncheon fork, and your soup spoons and all that, but salad forks. So people are trying to augment their system. They have a set from 1900. Salad forks go for more money because there wasn't many salad forks. I know I'm going off on a tangent. Thanks for the call. Okay.
If you do want to call in about your salad forks or your art or your painting or your gold or your silver, right now you can reach us. It is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. When you told that guy to pull over, he was like, hey, I pulled over. I want to know what my item is worth. That's right, dedication. There is dedication to finding out what your item is worth and how getting to sell it.
Maybe he was driving down to the Enercare Center.
Maybe he was driving down
to the Zoomer Show.
Or the Zoomer Show. Well, there's a lot of people here winning a lot of free things. It's a good place to be. It's a good atmosphere. There's a lot of stuff to win. Like I see that they're giving away trips. Like people
to Cancun, Mexico.
To Cancun, Mexico. But that's at the Zoomer booth. So you have to find the Zoomer booth. There's a lot of booths going on here, but you have to come down to the Zoomer booth. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know because there's a lot going on.
What a coincidence!
Here.
We're on Zoomer Radio. We're in the Zoomer booth. What a coincidence. Wendell Clark's going to be here later on today. But there's all sorts. I guarantee you have a good time, okay? I guarantee. This is one of those things where I tell you, how many times do I tell you, go to Christie, I tell you to go to different shows. Have I always been right? Yes, I have. So come down to the Zoomer Show, and you're going to have a lot of fun, or and find out something. And our booth is 735. You can come and see myself and Rick there. If you have something, you can bring it down. I'll take a look at it. I don't want you to bring anything that weighs 2 tons.
No, yeah, don't bring a piano. Like, I saw someone walking by with a
But we're buying gold and silver today. I bought some gold coins and some silver coins.
You already did?
Yes, of course I did.
Oh, before the show started. We should have bought that on air.
Well, I could have. It's in the booth.
Okay. Yeah, so then if you do want to, like, want to sell some stuff, this is where it is. Just try not to bring anything down too heavy.
No. But that's what these prices, I'm telling you, these are the prices we're paying. Compare it to the other guys. And I tell you, if they'll give you their price at all over the phone, we are completely transparent. We give you a price over the phone. We'll tell you what's worth. And if you're buying gold and silver, we're actually the cheapest place in the city as well. If you want to buy gold maples, you want to buy silver maples or anything like that, give us a chance to quote on it. We're right next to one of the biggest coin shops in Canada, and we always beat their prices because we have an unfair advantage that we don't have their overhead, okay? But I know you don't want to talk about this, but this is kind of important, this big deal here.
What?
With the Consignment Heroes, this show we're doing November 29th. Remember how we did it before, and they had all the people there, and then we went around from item to item and told people what it's worth?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to film it again for something that's going to go on TV again. Okay, and we're going to give our opinion on it, and it's with your heirlooms. Like, I don't care what you bring down. Actually, you should call us and tell us in advance. Now, I mean, just don't really surprise us, you know. But if you come down, like old radios, anything that is a little bit portable, and if you've got a really neat item, we'll come and pick it up. I think we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
If something was really cool, like this projector, he's in Welland. It's a long ways. I don't know if I'd pick that up. But have we got another one there? No.
So, basically, with this show that's coming November 29th, you can bring down anything and you'll be sitting in the audience and we'll be filming the TV show there and then. And it's going to be shown on Zoomer Radio. So if you do want to be part of that experience.
It won't be shown on Zoomer Radio. It's a TV show.
Well, you know what? That's a good catch. Some people would think it's on the radio.
Okay.
But we are doing stuff on the radio right now. And there's a lot of people down here trying to bring down their stuff and win some free stuff down here at the Zoomer booth. But if you do want to call in, we got a few minutes left. The number to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. We're going to go to Sarah in Mississauga. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm calling. I have a gold chain.
Okay.
That is really, really big, and I think it's 10 carat, and it has, I have like a really big diamond pendant.
Okay. What we can do with that, if it's got a diamond in it, we can actually appraise the diamond.
Well, hold on. Like, if you're looking at it, if you're just like a person that's walking around with this diamond necklace with a pendant on it, how are you identifying that's 10 carat necklace?
Pardon?
How are you identifying that's a 10 carat necklace? Like, how do you know it's a 10 carat necklace?
Well, there's a mark on it that says 10K.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So now what you need to know, once you know that, they'll test that. But what we have to do is find out what it weighs. And then just have your calculator ready. And we say your necklace is 10 carat. That means we're paying you.
You have the prices right here. So the 10 carat would be $22 per gram. So you literally just put the necklace on the scale. And you can just do that per gram.
But I can come into the store and you can come in. You can weigh it for me,
right? Oh, yeah, we can weigh it there. But here's another little tip. They've got these little scales at Canadian Tire. They're not completely accurate, but they've got them there. And for $19 or $15, you can get a scale and know what your jewelry is before you go. Because not everyone's going to come to us.
Okay, so that's what you do. Like, there's the wait for, and that's how you get the final price. But you can always bring it to our store. We're at 10,341 Yonge Street.
10,000.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. But I also have another thing. So I have a garage that is full of stuff.
We can empty
that. I know as a present for my mom, if I could get that emptied for her, she'd be absolutely so happy.
So
you have people that come out and clear out everything and get rid of everything, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's basically what our business is. So that'd be perfect. So that's when, like, we literally do that. So if you do want to call us at our store, we're at 905-737-4653. We'll get prices out for you. We'll give you the lowest dollar. We'll make sure that you're happy. We'll make sure that's clear. We'll do the one-stop shop. We'll
you
get rid of
said,
it.
You just said, we'll give you the lowest dollar.
We'll give you the lowest dollar.
We'll give you the lowest dollar.
Because we have to charge them. So we have to charge them to get it done. So you'll get the lowest price for us to do all that work. It's Christmas time is coming. We're trying to clear everything up. People are trying to get rid of their stuff. That is perfect. So if you do want to contact us at the store, it's 905-737-4653. We are at Young and Major McKenzie, 10,341 Young Street, unit number 2, south of the wall. So we're just we're those guys in that plaza that give you the better deal.
Yes. And you'll see our picture. There's myself in a hat and Bogart's there from Storage Wars Canada. You'll see our pictures right on the sign. And you're welcome to go to the other place. We send people over there all the time for a second opinion. And we're running out of time. I hear the music. We're running out of show before we run out of stuff to say.
Thanks for everybody showing up. See you next week.
InterCare Center.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.